the growing hype, the growing, this is like, I think they've even surpassed what the Lions were. Last year, I think the Lions, they were like the maybe almost dark horse sexy pick. It feels like people have even viewed the Texans after this offseason, you know, even past that. Because I don't think the Lions were a top three Super Bowl favorite
from
Vegas last year. Like I it was improved over what they did before. Now the Lions didn't make the playoffs the year before, but and they didn't have the quarterback.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
Which is a big thing. But they were the sexy pick, and that's what last year. I think the Texans are further ahead of that. And this would have been my thinking, and I'm sure I may be completely alone on this. And I just see everybody hyping a team like this. It makes me kind of stop and think, oh, hold on. Everybody is looking at this thing. And when you look at it, you're like, you see on paper, they should be a lot more improved. They should take another step. But you look at it like CJ, I think he's got more help now. It's not all on him, but he still has to play at that high level, right? And we'll see what happens, you know, with the rest of the group. But their schedule is so much more difficult. I had someone text in earlier and say, are you basing the schedule off last year? Partly, but really, no. Of the teams, that if we were to do a power rankings, if somebody would do the most trusted people you would think in football, whoever you trust would do a power ranking, the Texans probably play as many top 10 teams in that power ranking than most people would look at. They play the Chiefs. They play the Ravens. They play the Lions. They play the Cowboys. They play the Packers. They play the Dolphins, the Bills, the Jets. Like
Oh my God.
They have a really tough schedule. Just when I hear that hype train, Adam, that makes me just pause a little bit. Like, when everybody is all on one thing, when everybody is jumping on one thing, especially on a team that is ahead of schedule, which I think that counts for Houston Texans. I'm just wondering, is anybody a little nervous at all about all this hype?
There's a cemetery just filled of overhyped teams that completely fall flat. And you can go through the list of just over the last couple of years. Like the Chargers have been on that list the last couple of years.
Oh, the Chargers have lived on it since they got hurt.
They were going to overtake the Chiefs multiple times the last couple of years. Like that division was going to be theirs. The Jets were that last year. When they got Aaron Rodgers. It happens
now,
all the
at
time.
At least we know what happened there with them.
Yes, but again, injuries are part of the game. And that's why you can never be too sure on a lot of this stuff, because you are just a few injuries away from having your season completely turn around. You saw it with the Bengals. Looks like the Bengals were going to be really good last year, and then all of a sudden Joe Burrow gets hurt in training camp, and that derailed
It's not
everything.
Just injuries. It is also anybody potentially taking a step back.
Yeah.
And that's anybody going Petrie or Pierce.
Well, I think D'Amico said this today. Like, you take that big jump year one to year two, that's not really true. And we saw that last year where Jalen Petrie did not take the jump year one to year two. Damian Pierce did not take the jump year one to year two. And development isn't linear. Like, it's like you don't always get better year one to year two. And like you said, sometimes you get worse. Now, I think what the Texans have on their side, it's not like they got amazing injury luck last year. Like a lot of times when these teams take big jumps, it's because they had a bunch of guys the whole roster stayed healthy. That wasn't the case. The entire offensive line was hurt. Nico Collins missed. Like, I don't think they ever had their full set of skill position guys at any point, at least once you got into the season, because Collins missed some time. Noah Brown wound up missing some time. Robert Woods missed some time. Dalton Schultz missed some time. Singletary even missed some time. So you should have, in their case, a little bit better injury luck, at least offensively. And so that's going to help them moving forward. But I think for me, it's all about the quarterback. And if you think the quarterback is that guy, and I do think he's that guy, then there is a leap coming, I think.
Text line, Ocho, Ron, I'm with you on the discomforting hype for the Texans. It's mainly because of their strength of schedule. It's brutal, especially compared to last season. Someone texts in, every year the Bills are overhyped. I know it. The Jags, I think, fit into that category. Yeah, I think the Jags were really hyped last year. I think we talked about it. Cleveland, the Baker, like some of those Baker years were really, really hyped.
There was a Minnesota year where they were hyped up after the year after they went to the NFC Championship game and then they signed Kirk Cousins. They were a favorite to get to the Super Bowl. They didn't make the playoffs that year. So like this does happen all the time. But I think that if you look at like the win total, I don't necessarily think they're going to win 12 games, but that doesn't mean they won't be in the playoffs because I do think the division is there for them. And I do think that they are far and away the best team in the division. And they play 14 of the same, the division teams, they all play the 14 same opponents. 14 of the 17 games are against common opponents. It's about those three. It's about they have to play.
And that became the difference in the division, partly.
Yeah,
the
because division. They, and we went through this where Jacksonville's three extra games were San Francisco at home, and then they played
the Chiefs.
And then the last one was against Buffalo.
Buffalo.
And yeah. They went 1-2 in those games. The Texans' three games that they played were against
the Cardinals,
the Jets, and the last game was Cleveland? No, not Cleveland.
The Broncos.
Yes. And they went 2-1 in those games. Yeah. That was the difference in the division right there.
And this year the difference will be they play Kansas City, Baltimore, and the Cowboys as opposed to a team like Jacksonville who will play Denver,
Philly,
and Cleveland.
Now, I look at the Cowboys right now. Like, who do you think is better right now, the Eagles or the Cowboys? I kind of think it might still be the Eagles at this point based on what Dallas has done this offseason where they really haven't done anything.
We'll see what happens with that. I mean, the Eagles have improved their team more. They got some weird stuff happening. Yes. And as much as Mike McCarthy is
he might be fired.
Down, you know, talked about as a coach, like they had some weird stuff happening over there. At the very least, I'm not sure where the Jags play Philly. I know the Texans go to Dallas.
They play in Philly.
It's just
the AFC teams have the extra road game this year.
But here's another thing is Jacksonville played a tough schedule. They've played a tough schedule before. Like the Texans schedule compared to what they've seen last year was, I mean, it's night and day.
There is a big difference between playing a fourth place schedule and playing a first place schedule. And the Texans are about to find that out.